nothing quite like it, right? When the truth of God's word is sung and it reiterates in our minds over and over again. That was Riley Clemens with Loved By You, which is the truth of it. And friends, just as like an example of how deeply loved you are by God, I have managed to scoop some really awesome people in the studio with me, and they're going to chat with us about a conference that's coming up, or something that's brewing, as I like to refer to it. Dr. Paul Cooper, you've heard her quite a number of times on Mondays with Zintle on the Pearls of Wisdom, and today she's brought more of her own, and so I'm really excited. Dr. Pearl, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Pinky, and a great... Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Pinky, and great afternoon to all our listeners out there. We are excited. We're excited about tonight. We're excited about our visitor, our guest, and lots to talk about today.
Listen, I'm a listener and I'm like, wait, what's happening tonight? And who are our guests? What's happening, Dr. Paul? Why is it like you're keeping a lot of things from us, hey?
Well, you know what I always say, that saying I say, Genako.
Genako.
Which means it's time. It's the appointed time.
Yeah.
So Genako, that's all I want to say, is the appointed time. Prepare for a transition. Prepare for a time of change, a season of change. We believe strongly in this moment, not only for Africa, not only for South Africa, but it's a time of possessing the gates. That's the theme for our meeting tonight. It's something that has been resonating on my heart for years, and I could think of no better person to come and expatiate and expound,
yes,
as we would say in the legal field.
Okay. We're so happy that you...
Yes, on this aspect in the spiritual realm.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
What the gates are and what we need to do as the body of Yeshua to possess the gates.
Wow. Okay, so you're speaking about tonight being a time for possessing the gates. Where...
Well, it's not just tonight. It's a season. So we're going to enter into that dimension. But the discussion tonight, which will be led by the vessel who you will introduce just now, Apostle Arome Osai from Nigeria. I think many people know him already. Yes.
Sure.
So he's going to be the ministering vessel that God is going to use for this time. But it's a prophetic moment. So I want all those where people have registered. I believe that the registrations are almost full. I think there are a few places left.
What? And you're only telling us today, Dr. Pearl. We need to have a conversation.
Walala wasana.
Oh, but that sounds really awesome. But just to introduce Apostle Osai, he is an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, an author, a mentor, an entrepreneur, and philanthropist. So many titles, bro. Who got saved at the age of 7. His battle for destiny began in his mother's womb, as he was born with facial palsy, which massively impaired his speech and left half of his face paralyzed. It's such a privilege to see you do the work that you do, man of God. And welcome to Impact Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for being with us. Can you just tell us a bit about the event that's taking place this evening? It's at 6 p.m. What is it about? Where is it? I mean, Dr. Pearl has given us a snippet into it, but if you were to expound a little bit more, what would you say?
Well, if you make the Bible your reference and you want to talk about gates, gates refer to authorities, windows refer to blessings, and doors refer to moments of opportunity. Now, in destiny, there are times when there are opportunities for you to strike and to come into full alignment with what heaven is doing. In the kingdom of God, there are times where you will need to contend with the authorities that govern seasons, govern territories, in order to implement the plans and the purposes of God.
Sure.
We are at that point where we'll need some form of contention with the authorities that have given this land and given this continent the kind of shape that it has.
Sure.
And they are prophetic and apostolic people that God is raising in different lands and different nations that have come into the understanding of the timing according to God's calendar. And so we want to give a shout out and a clarion call to every such personality to congregate together in this conference as we explore the strategies on how to possess the gifts.
Love that. May I ask, why is the theme time to possess the gates? You've elaborated a little bit on the times and the seasons, but why this? Why are we saying time to possess the gates?
Like I said, gates refer to authorities. And Jesus said, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades, the authorities of Hades, shall not prevail against it. It means that the authorities of Hades are on a consistent race to colonizing the church of God. And it happens to be that princes, dignitaries that operate over nations and territories have expiry dates. That's what we call time portals in the prophetic dictionary. When you arrive at a time portal, there are strategic things that you need to do to turn the balance of princes in the heavenlies. There's a difference between timing and time, prophetically. For instance, the Bible says that from the days of John the Baptist until now, the days, that's timing, we begin to count from the time of John the Baptist. A new era has found expression. In order for that era to find expression, contention had to take place. Jesus had to meet with the authority of the territory, even Satan, in the wilderness. It is that the outcome of that contention that initiated timing for another possible reality. We are at the gates today because we perceive it is time. So all the warriors need to converge, and we need to corporately be in alignment with each other as God uses us to wage a more global warfare against the dominion of darkness.
Kinako, we've heard it. Why is this theme so important for the time that we are in? You've mentioned that there's time portals and the language of timing and time. But why does it matter now? A listener could be tuned in now thinking, wow, I hear you, it's time to possess, but why now?
The thing about time in this whole grand equation, if you borrow a leaf from what Jesus said, he said, say ye not yet 4 months and then the harvest, but lift up now thine eyes, for the fields are white unto harvest. When the fields become white, that's the end of the harvest season. It means they were about missing the harvest because they were using the wrong calendar. So the opportunities we have now will not always exist. And that's why we've been commissioned by the Lord to lift up our eyes. There is a harvest season that is about to close up, and we have not engaged maximally in order to actualize God's intention for this season. And so we have come to sound an alarm. It is time to strike. It is time to put in the sickle. It is time to make that accurate, spirit-led effort that will change the direction of the pendulum.
So good. Listen, I'm listening and I'm like, this is the place to be, right? A listener may be tuned in now thinking, well, sign me up. How do I get to attend? Dr. Pearl has already mentioned that the tickets are selling out quite fast. And so where is it taking place?
Well, they're not selling out because it's free. It's free. You have no excuse. Mahala, pasela, whatever language. Yeah. So you have no excuse. We're only requiring registration just for logistics purpose.
Yes.
So we know what we need to do.
Wow.
So we do ask people to register. I'll send you the registration. I think there are, like I said, a few places.
Yes, you've mentioned. Because I'm like, after what the apostle shared, I'm like, this cannot be for free. So it's quite encouraging that it is, because it shows that you really want to amass and to mobilize as much as possible.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's very, very strategic. I think I want to encourage as many people as possible. I do have to say that of about 1,000 or so, because that's the venue maximum that we have capacity. But I probably at least half of those are ministers of the gospel. Yeah, and so I know that God is definitely doing something. There's a calling to come together, to gather, as Apostle has said, for such a time as this, to be strategic as the body of Yeshua and not be reactive, but be responsive in the spiritual realm.
Amazing. Yeah. Where is it taking place? We've already mentioned it's at 6 p.m.
I guess Dr. Paul will help us with that.
Yes.
Yes, it's going to be at GMC, which is Grace Mission Church, and it's in Centurion. So I will send you, I know you have a Facebook page.
Yes, we will.
I'll send you the details of that, but it's in Centurion. And yes, as many people come, and even if you have to stand.
Yeah.
Listen, when you're hungry, you just will put, I've been in India where I've ministered, and as long as they could get their heads in the window.
So, just for the ear to hear.
Just for the ear, just to be there and to hear the word and to be in that atmosphere. So just come,
All right. So just to repeat it again, it's going to be in Centurion at Grace...
Grace Mission Church.
GMC. Grace GMC. Mission Church. Mm-hmm. In Centurion, just for the aunties who do not have Facebook, so that they're also plugged in. I know my granny, who's probably tuned in, will be like, but I don't have Facebook. Grace Mission Church in Centurion from 6 p.m. tonight. How many days is the conference? Is it just one day or?
It's just tonight. That's why you can't afford to tata my chance. No taking chances. Come tonight, and yes, at this one. Our apostles got other meetings here as well, but this specific one on possessing the gates is just going to be tonight. By God's grace, I believe maybe we'll have a follow-up maybe next year.
Yay.
Yeah, because this was just an introduction, and I believe next year, by God's grace, God willing, we will have a 3 or 4 day workshop where we can really get into the meat.
Yeah,
and be strategic, and I believe God will use apostles also to download some blueprints, strategic blueprints, because we must be solution focused.
Yes.
And not just event minded.
Yes, yes. That's why I thought it was. This sounds like something I want to attend for a week. So let's do it.
No, just to provoke us. And you know, us South Africans.
But thank you so much for making the time. I know you must be busy as you prepare and plan and pray. We were tuned in. Our listeners are already sending messages.
Yeah, me too.
That they will definitely make it a point to reschedule whatever they had going on tonight. But thank you again for joining. Someone's asking on WhatsApp, hey, will there be a Zoom meeting? I'm not in Pretoria, but I want to attend.
They love.
Dr. Pearl, do us right.
Do I ever do you wrong?
Hey.
What is the inference?
Because they're like, is there going to be a Zoom meeting and other platforms of joining?
We'll make a plan.
So keep to the social media pages and
keep watching my page. We'll let you know and we'll put a link there.
Fantastic. Thank you so much again for sharing this with us. I really believe that the people of Pretoria, the warriors, as you've said, will mobilize and come and stand together to possess the gates.
To know why I cry every time